Happy President's Day.
Oh, one upped me, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, it's so good.
Today is the day when Thomas Jefferson signed the Declaration of Independence.
That's not what today is.
And America became a nation. This happened. It's been almost 100 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are wrong.
So today we celebrate President's Day.
I thought the day that he signed the Declaration of Independence was Boxing Day.
No. Well, that makes sense because they were probably all angry and fighting with each other over the amendments, like today.
Yes. So it's today.
Today we celebrate all 16 presidents of the United States of America.
We only got to Abraham Lincoln.
Is that how many there are? 16?
No, actually,
I don't know. That's how many movies that have been made about presidents.
I don't know.
16.
Does Independence Day count as a movie for the president because he was in it a lot?
It kind of should. Today, we honor and celebrate by going to see Lincoln.
No.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter Slayer, that is. I heard it's more entertaining.
I heard it's more factual.
Yes. Truth. President's Day.
I went and saw Lincoln, and then at the end, when he died...
Whoa. Spoiler alert. Dude! You don't know that he dies at the end. I didn't know that. You know what?
It's just
Did you watch Downton Abbey last night?
Oh my gosh, don't you dare. I will quit. I will quit right now. I will walk out and I will not return. If you tell me anything.
I would not do that to you. Wow. You got really serious on me. You got really
Steve, if you say anything. Oh good. It's a Downton Abbey theme song.
Last night the season finale.
Yes, and I haven't seen it and I feel sick right now.
Don't go on Facebook. Don't go online.
Tune out if you have not read the fifth book of Harry Potter right now.
No!
I feel like that moment when I was on MySpace and someone said, oh my gosh, Snape kills Dumbledore! And I hadn't gotten there yet.
Whoa, Snape kills Dumbledore?
I told you to tune out if you didn't know yet!
So Downton Abbey, last night.
We cannot talk
about it today. I've never seen a single episode, but I did see everybody ranting and raving on Facebook over the season finale. So much so that there's an article about people pulling their funding from PBS over the finale.
I feel sick. I feel so sick even thinking about this
right
now.
You should. Think the worst.
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to know. I want to know what happened. I'm going to find out today. I'm going to find out.
Okay. You should.
I love Downton Abbey.
So that no one can ruin your show for you.
Everyone loves Downton Abbey. So I don't understand why you're not watching it. Your best friend loves Downton Abbey.
My best friend's also in like a techno band. I don't play techno music either.
I don't understand why not.
He and Chrissy would fight me for that one. They're not in a techno band.
It's more like electric.
Wow, this is the theme song?
It's driving, okay? You don't know what's going on right now. You don't know.
I don't.
Okay, so it's like they're the Crawley family. And
here, let's reenact the season finale of season 3.
No. Oh my gosh.
All right. You play the part.
Stop. I will quit.
I haven't even seen it. I'm just making stuff up.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea what happened.
But you know that they're pulling funding, and I didn't even know that.
It's pretty crazy. You know what else was crazy this weekend?
Oh, here we go.
The Lobos! Took my boys to see a Lobos game this weekend.
Fine. I hear that we did all right.
It was magnificent. Stever! Are you there, buddy? Are there, Stever? Oh, sounds an atmosphere. Oh, the horror!
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yes.
How about them Lobos, Steve?
Woof, woof, woof.
It was absolutely amazing.
And didn't score a bunch of points. Was it 50 to 60?
Yeah, because we kept trying to give them the game towards the end.
Well, they were in the game the whole game.
They really were. Why? I don't know. We wanted to make it more interesting for cliffhangers.
I'm going to guess that the Jeter boys went nuts when Kendall hit a couple threes.
Yeah. Dude, Jamal Fenton in the second half. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Had 11 points in the second half.
Yeah, you should have heard Scott Stigler and Hunter Green.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, wow, he comes in off the bench and gets the ball away right away. That's not a good way to stay in the game. Oh, three! Oh, three! Oh, he's on fire!
Yeah, three threes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had 11 points.
I didn't go.
That's a reference to a video game, by the way, Mitch.
That is. NBA Jam.
A video game? Oh,
love
my
it.
Gosh.
Live it. Stuff.
Yeah, Lobos are playing Colorado State in Colorado.
That's right.
On Saturday.
What's Wednesday?
Well, that's midweek.
Yeah.
What's that?
Midweek. It's Wednesday. What do you mean?
Oh, no, because...
Next Wednesday.
Is it next Wednesday?
Yes.
I don't know. Celeste was talking about going to a game, and she said Wednesday.
It's San Diego State.
Oh, that's huge. You better get your tickets now.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to sold out. Here's the thing. We tried to go. I almost went to my first game, except that they were sold out.
They were sold out,
so anyway,
every seat was taken.
Anyway, Saturday.
Yep.
So now, you know, coach, team, they have time to heal.
Yep.
They have time to prepare, look at film, focus on Colorado State, who, by the way, is 24-0 in their last 24 games at Colorado State.
Yeah, and we're playing them, the 23rd.
Yeah.
Road trip!
Fine.
Road trip!
No.
Lobos atop the Mountain West Conference.
That's right.
No, so,
22-4.
I think they're a half game ahead of Colorado State.
Yeah, I was gonna say Colorado State's 21-4. We are 22-4.
Well, that's overall record.
But yeah, we're still half game.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, Lobos. That was amazing.
I'm so happy.
Sorry you weren't there.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
You were even excited. You dyed your hair red.
My hair red for the game, and when we couldn't go because they were sold out, and actually, I say sold out, but there were a few more tickets left.
Mm-mm.
Around $100.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to, sorry. Yeah. I was like, hey, Celeste, I'll split the cost with you. Just kidding. No, I won't.
There was a couple that sat next to us in one seat.
Really?
That makes sense.
Meaning they weren't supposed to.
That's how packed it was.
Probably weren't there.
Because we were there, and they had 15, I think. They couldn't get tickets together or something.
Oh, see, that's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so they were like crammed into one little, because I'm like, hey, buddy, this is my seat.
Oh,
I'm not sharing.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's right.
But you had fun?
I had a blast. More so, my boys had fun. I had to remember about the second half. I remembered, oh, wait, I'm leading worship this week. I better stop screaming my head off. It didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Oh, it was fun.
So we had a blast. It was an amazing game. Lobos won 60-50 against Boise State.
Good job,
Good
Lobos.
Game. They came back within 1 point. It was terrifying.
I don't know what that means.
That means we were up by 9.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we're up by 1.
Ooh.
They were just trying to give it to them at the end. So it was very scary.
That is
but
scary.
Lobos victorious again. It is Monday. Matt, the Monday today. We're actually
going
to remember and be on time with it. So
totally did.
I'm excited about that. Yeah. I didn't.
I'm really excited too. You didn't. You've got this.
I thought about it. We got Cover to Cover coming up today at 9 o'clock. You can get your suggestions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Brand new stuff from Spoken. This record is amazing. It's called Illusion. It's out. Finally. After 5 years.
I know. It was a while.
Yeah. Give us your suggestions for Cover to Cover. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Latest was spoken through it all. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What?
Do you need? Should I turn your headphones off?
What? I'm sorry.
Are you,
what?
Can you hear? What? What? Anyway,
it's
6:30.
What?
It is Monday.
It is Monday.
Oh,
at 6:30, which means that it's time for.
It's time for what?
It's time for.
I'm sorry. What?
It's time for Monday.
I can't hear you.
It's time for my news day.
Oh, my news day.
Breaking news. Pillow fights cost the city $5,000. Cleaning up an annual Valentine's Day pillow fight cost the city of San Francisco $5,000.
That's it?
No, I could read more. I just didn't know they did that. I'm like astounded that they had pillow fights. The 8th annual Great San Francisco Pillow Fight started at 6 p.m. on Thursday and ended with the Justin Herman Plaza being covered in feathers, synthetic pillow stuffing, and other debris. Hundreds of people participated in the event. At about 10 p.m. Thursday, a cleaning crew moved into the plaza to sweep up feathers and use steamer machines, a job that cost the city between $4,000 and $5,000.
So nobody got hurt, though, and it was just fun?
Right.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt.
It's just expensive.
That's like, okay. It was community. It's bringing people together.
It's kind of like when youth groups do games with food. You're like, wow, it's just waste a lot of food.
Yeah, that's true.
That sucks.
Yeah. People could have eaten that food.
People really could have. But you just decided to put chili dog stuff all over the floor and step in it. Cool.
Yeah.
It's wasteful. Really super wasteful.
Pillows, too, because it's still really early. I bet you people could have used those pillows to sleep.
Yeah. Well, what about all those animals that had to die? The plucking of the feathers.
Wait, what?
Was there any, like, goose feather? No, I don't know. Were these really cheap?
They don't die.
What about...
There's a goose factory, and they pluck all the feathers, and they regrow their feathers. Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's not abuse.
Come on.
Well, In that case... Breaking news! Everybody, panic! That's what it says. I'm just reading it.
Okay.
But there's not like an exclamation mark or anything. Our latest youth crisis has teens texting in their sleep.
What?
Yeah. As one expert explains, the phone will beep. They answer the text. They'll either respond in words or gibberish. It can be even inappropriate. They're asleep. It sounds like texting while awake. Example. It sounds like texting while awake. An example, ex-girlfriend's contacting ex-boyfriend saying, I miss you. I want to see you. With one difference, when they wake up, there's no memory.
Whatever. That's called, like, not wanting to take responsibility for your text. You're like, bro, I was sleep texting.
Haven't you ever answered the phone, like, asleep and then the next day been like, did you call me last night?
That's different than like...
No, I've done sleep texting before.
There's no way you've done sleep texting.
It doesn't... No, it's really funny. Back in the day, not on this phone.
3 years ago.
Yeah, on my Razor.
Okay.
And it was just like gibberish.
Sleep texted.
I have.
All lies.
Whatever.
Got any breaking news on Downton Abbey last night?
Oh my gosh, if you say anything... Breaking news. A snowball fight breaks out at a baseball game.
Nice.
What do you do when you experience an ultra aware... Ultra?
You got this.
Can you start over? Can you start over?
I believe in you.
Breaking news. A snowball fight breaks out at a baseball game. What do you do when an experience... I'm walking out.
Don't leave.
What do you do? Okay, I always wondered this. Okay, hold on. I always wondered how newscasters did this, because if they mess up, they still have to keep this voice. They can't just...
Well, that's their normal voice. They were like born with that voice.
No way.
Hey there, Steve. Ready? Ready? Take three?
Breaking news. A snowball fight breaks out at a baseball game. What do you do when you experience an ultra-rare snow delay in the middle of a baseball game? You start a snowball fight, obviously.
Yeah!
That's what Gardner Webb in Dayton did Saturday when their game was delayed at the top of the sixth inning starting Saturday due to an excessive snowfall in North Carolina. That was really lame. I'm sorry. It's been so long. Oh, got it. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Breaking news! Lottery winners blow up house.
What?
Two brothers in Wichita, Kansas won a $75,000 lottery payoff, so they decided to celebrate by smoking meth.
Oh, okay. Celebrated by blowing up their house.
Well, that's what I thought, because that's all I read.
Yeah.
And then I read the rest just now.
Yeah, okay.
Now.
Okay.
They ended up blowing up the house.
Wow. That is unreal.
It's really sad.
So now all $75,000 is going to go toward court fees and trying to get a new trailer.
Yes.
Because that's where they obviously live.
Trailer. Haven't you seen Breaking Bad? Actually, they're like kind of in nicer houses, huh?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But that's not where they do their biz.
Right.
I haven't seen in like a whole season, so I don't know. I'm like a whole season behind.
Really?
So technically, you could go watch that finale.
I'm going to go
watch.
If you do
and
anything.
And try and ruin, you know, that for me.
I don't know if I want to read anymore.
Stever.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
he messes with Downton Abbey,
yeah,
let me know.
Yeah. He's caught up. He's caught up. Not on Downton Abbey.
I was like, wait, when did this
Breaking
happen?
Bad.
Yeah. Why is this happening? Why are you playing this music?
Look, there's some things you need to know.
If you say anything.
It is Monday.
I have not seen the last two episodes of Downton Abbey. And if you say anything.
It's breaking news. It's Monday news
better.
Day. Mitch, I got some breaking news of my own.
Are you pregnant?
No, turns out that the character played by Matthew, is that his name?
No, the character's name is Matthew. If you say anything right now about Cousin Matthew.
Cousin Matthew. He lives in a giant house, right? Like a mansion?
No. No, that's...
Who's the one that lives in the giant British mansion? Which one's that?
I'm not going to go.
Okay, well, that one, turns out, they were at a tea party, right? And they're hanging out, and somebody accidentally hit their elbow on the William Shakespeare statue. That was obviously
the funny bone.
Right, hit the funny bone. But the statue went, and tilted back. And all of a sudden, the library room opened a door to a secret area. And they walked down, and it turns out this whole time that... Cousin Matthew. Is Batman. So now they're doing a spinoff with Cousin Matthew. Is Batman.
Just so you know.
That's the truth.
Just so you know.
I just ruined the ending. That's it.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I know you're lying to me.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. That would have been so way too interesting for a show like that.
Okay, can I change the subject just a little bit?
Yeah.
I can do like a... Okay, Downton Abbey.
Oh, no. Oh,
Cousin Matthew.
No.
Cousin Matthew reminds me of Ryan Swan.
Oh, cool.
Who got engaged yesterday.
What?
Pastor Sam Swan, his son. Also, Ryan Swan was in Hidden by the Light.
Yeah.
He was in Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Engaged yesterday.
Good job,
all over
Cousin
them,
Matthew.
All over them Twitter feeds.
We'll stop talking about your show now before somebody calls in and ruins
I know.
Your life.
If that happens,
you would blame me.
I would.
You would blame me.
Oh my gosh!
All right,
you would be bruised. I would hit you.
Moving right along. Apparently, you're done with breaking news.
Yes, I'm done.
Got the almost for you now. Song's called Lonely Wheel. No comment. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Just before 7 o'clock, which means time for...
Birthdays! We have some really good birthdays today, and I'm going to go ahead and share them with you right now.
Dude, that's the worst announcer voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is my normal voice.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
I don't have an announcer voice.
Here we go.
A very happy birthday to George Kennedy.
Okay.
He got an Oscar for Cool Hand Luke.
Okay. 92.
88.
Wow. I was totally...
guessing.
Yeah.
Director Milos Forman.
Okay.
Amadeus.
Oh, yeah, Amadeus, and yes.
Amadeus. Oh, no, okay.
Yes. You're pseudo, right? Yes.
Yeah. It was like a movie in the 80s, right?
52. Oh, wait, the 80s.
The 80s.
73.
81.
Ah.
Don't you remember that movie? Amadeus?
Yeah. Amadeus.
Amadeus. I say Amadeus. Is it Amadeus?
Amadeus.
Really? Are you sure?
There's Amadeus Pizza here in town. That's Amadeus. Amadeus.
Amadeus. Yeah. I've been saying it wrong all my life. To Sybil Shepherd from Moonlighting.
Ah, yes!
Of course.
Oh, man. Please don't be old.
Who is that?
Someone I loved when I was a kid.
Are you kidding me?
Like... let's say 60.
63. No. Really? Someone you loved when you were a kid?
I was a little kid, dude. Yeah, Moonlighting. It was with Bruce Willis and her.
Oh.
I was like, before. I was really.
I heard about your Bruce
kid.
Willis movie thing.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
I am.
You're so weird.
I was like 7, bro. Moving on.
And you wanted a receding hairline.
I did. I wanted a receding hairline so badly when I was a little kid. Because Bruce Willis had the coolest hair in the world. I didn't know it meant he was going bald. I was 7.
You just wanted a receding hairline.
I just wanted that cool haircut.
It's okay. My crush in elementary school had a crooked nose, so I wanted a crooked nose.
Adrian Brody.
No, my crush in elementary school.
Oh, I assume.
As in, he was in elementary school.
Oh, okay. Owen Wilson.
No.
Okay. All right, moving on.
As in, he was
in
my
elementary
age.
School with you. Right, yeah, I got it.
Next, Juice Newton.
Ah, of course, 47.
61.
I don't know who that is.
Greta Scacchi? Scacchi?
Interesting story about Greta. It's actually Scacchi. Her family invented scotch. Yeah.
Scotchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hansel and Greta Scotchy. That's where the nursery rhyme for Hansel and Greta comes from, too.
Are you lying to me right
now? I'm totally serious. She's 93.
She's 53.
Whatever. You know, she has aged very poorly. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You really made a... I'm not going to...
You believe that? Are you kidding me? It's Hansel and Gretel, first of all.
I know. I was just real. You said it like it was true.
With conviction. Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay, now on to people we know.
Okay.
Personal trainer Jillian Michaels.
Of course. No.
Yeah, she's the girl, like, she works out. Her name is Jillian. She has a bunch of workout tapes.
I have no
idea. She's like on, like, Biggest Loser.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 32.
39. Ah. Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald from the Brat Pack.
Yes. How old is she?
She's got to be in her 40s.
How old is she? Let's see. I'm skipping around because there's some... Okay, and this one. Perfect music for this one.
Okay.
Yoko Ono.
What?
It's her birthday today.
Why would this be the perfect music for
Actually,
it?
It's not. It's not. Yeah. It's very much not because she broke up the Beatles.
Perfect music for this would just be to turn this music off.
I know,
and
but...
And never, ever, ever hear it again. Ugh. Why?
You didn't even like the Beatles. You'd be quiet.
I don't. I like the Beatles.
No, you don't.
I don't not like the Beatles. The Beatles are okay.
How old is Yoko?
I know enough about the Beatles to know that I'm looking you in the eye and saying, she's 80 years old.
He told you.
No, he didn't.
He told you.
Who's he?
Steve Ryman.
Who's he?
He told you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He told you.
What do you mean?
Steve Ryman, that is cheating.
What are you talking
about? That is cheating.
What? Do you see him?
I don't care.
He's nowhere to be found.
He told you.
He didn't tell me.
He told you.
He didn't tell me.
Why are you cheating? You don't get to play that music because
What are you,
you
talking
cheated.
About?
You cheated.
I played the fifth.
Also, Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
Oh, of course. Dude, Dennis DeYoung. Hello? Obviously.
From Styx. What did you do with that music?
Right there. Woo! Babe, I'm leaving. Yeah!
See, this isn't the song that I would have chosen for Styx, though.
Why?
Because Domo.
Yeah, you know. I know it's just too bad that he's...
Cheating! Stop your cheating!
He wasn't gonna cheat!
I see! I see this! Stop your cheating!
Stever!
Hey!
Hey, man!
Okay, Mitch.
Yeah.
If we did Domo Arigato,
we'd be
playing Tommy Shaw.
What about Come Sail
Away? This voice you're hearing? Dennis DeYoung.
He's
substitute teacher at Springfield
what about
Elementary.
Come Sail Away?
Wow. That's
Christopher Cross.
No.
Takes me away.
Isn't that Styx as well? That's kind of both of them.
Renegade.
So
Renegade is Tommy Shaw. Most of the rock sounding hits was Tommy Shaw.
Okay, so we shouldn't even be celebrating this birthday.
Dennis DeYoung was when they all got old and mellowed out and did ballads like.
Oh, so they're old.
So how old is he?
Okay. 62.
66. John Travolta.
Okay.
From Pulp Fiction, Urban Cowboy, and Hairspray, and Grease.
And Insanity.
And Crazy. How old is John Travolta today?
Why are you doing that? He's not even trying to show me. Okay. He's not even trying to tell me anything.
Don't you dare.
Okay, let me just...
Stop it. Stop it.
Let me just guess. I'm just kidding. You didn't text me. 65.
59.
Dang it.
Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Where?
Oh, we have music for this one?
Yeah, I just heard it. And it's not right there.
Today, Mitch.
I want to wish a very happy birthday to game show hostess.
Hostess?
Game show
with
hostess.
The mostess?
Vanna White.
Yes, dude.
I love her. I am bomb at this game. Can I say that?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
And Vanna and...
I own this game.
Vanna has been there with me through it all.
I can't watch this game with my kids and my wife because they get mad because I'm the blurter. No,
Vanna.
I'll blurt it out.
Oh, me too.
Vanna.
She's
like
Vanna.
67.
She's 56.
She's 56!
Okay.
Dang it!
Okay. That,
so way off!
For some reason, for the past few weeks, I've been watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay.
Like, when I had a surprise birthday party thrown for me, I was like, but I'm... Guys, are you kidding me right now? Wheel of Fortune is on.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Whatever.
When we were getting ready to house hunt for a new house, that was Jack's big master plan to get enough money. It's like to get into a bigger house. Well, why don't you just go on Wheel of Fortune, Dad? You just go on Wheel of Fortune. They win like $20,000, $30,000, and I bet you could get the puzzle at the end. You could win like $50,000, $60,000.
I bet you could get the puzzle at the end.
He was so serious.
No, that's good.
Like, that is so sweet. Thank you, son. You can't just go on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I wish.
Why? How?
I don't think I've ever actually tried.
No, I don't think so. But I'm so good at it.
Yeah, we should do that.
We should.
Maybe if they ever have
game
mediocre
show
radio show co-host day.
We will apply.
We could go on Wheel of Fortune together.
Yes.
Boom.
It's a plan.
All right.
Okay.
We should go on their website and see. Seriously. We'll send him a video about how awesome we are. Make it happen.
Next birthday.
All right.
Matt Dillon.
Hey, all right. 42.
49.
Ah.
And last but not least, Dr. Dre.
Uh-uh.
It is his birthday today.
Why didn't you warn me? I would have had, like, music. Actually, we can't play any of that.
No, that's why I didn't warn you. It was just no
point. One, two, three, and to the four.
That's all you can play, that one part.
No, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door.
Snoop Dogg.
Ready to make an entrance and back.
No,
I can't sing
just that,
the rest of it.
No, you can't.
He is, man.
Or the Eminem, the Eminem song, the Why You Gotta Act Like Y'all Got Something to Say.
46.
48.
Ah!
He's almost in his 50s.
I didn't get any right today.
Thank you, Lord. Seriously.
Well, happy birthday, everybody, whose birthday is February 18th.
Today is that day.
Here at Static Radio.
That's right.
It's 7 o'clock now. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Mad Lib Monday, and of course, Cover to Cover. You can get your suggestions in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right back with some Fiction Family. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Deus Vale. Rewind. Static Radio, good morning, 7:15, which means...
It's not, it's 7:14, it's 7:14 still.
52, 53,
it's 7,
54,
I still have 5 seconds.
56,
okay.
57, 58, 59. You still weren't prepared?
No. Okay, I'm ready. There's road construction, the left lane closed, Wyoming between San Antonio and Paseo. There's also bridge repair, Montana Northwest at Culture. And road construction, 3 lanes are closed on Southern at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Got a couple comments already on Cover to Cover, both of them being Future Forestry.
Yes.
We may have to dig up that record.
Well, it's President's Day.
It is President's Day.
And so... We have to deal with food.
Most people are still asleep.
They are.
They got the day off.
We did not.
We are working hard for our money.
Are we?
Not that you don't.
Are we hardly working? Sorry. No, it's cool.
It's President's Day.
It's President's Day. My 32nd cousin, or in the 30s, is James Monroe.
Wait, in the 30s?
In the 30, like 30.
He was in like the 1700s.
30 cousins.
Oh, 30, okay, 32nd cousin.
32nd cousin.
Oh, wait, James Monroe?
Yes.
Oh, that's James Madison.
Yeah, Monroe. He's like the 6th president or something.
I got nothing on him.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Because
he's
so
important that there's not even like any trivia for Monroe.
I know. I think he's just really not influential. Uninfluential.
President Grover Cleveland. Huh?
Who? Oh, I know who that is. Okay.
He inspired Sesame Street, actually. He was the first president to come up with the idea of puppets. Sesame Street. And it's big thanks to President
Grover
Cleveland. Isley, I wasn't prepared. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:33, which means
oh, it's so freaked now.
Mammoth Monday. It's Monday.
I don't wish it was Sunday.
It's President's Day, so
it is.
We're gonna need some help today, people, because that means no school.
I know. So you guys gotta call in.
Yep.
Assuming you're awake.
I figured, being that it is President's Day, we'd do a very special one by one of the most tyrannical presidents in America, actually.
Yeah.
Emperor Palpatine. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, he was
not a president.
He was a terrible president. He was our 27th president, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was bad. Yeah, he was really bad. He thought he was good. He started off like good and like made his way up. He's like a governor.
He's like,
stuff.
Hey, I'm a governor.
And he was like,
I'm really good. I'm a good guy.
Turns
Trust
out,
me.
No good.
Oh, no.
No good. Yeah. Static.
I'll take a word.
Adjective.
Bodacious.
Bodacious. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Thank you.
It always is.
All right. There you go.
It's true. It's always a good one.
505-338-3700. This pin isn't working.
Got you. I got you. Us. Trust. Sorry.
Wow. Bodacious.
I-O-U-S.
Okay. All right. 505-338-3700. The phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. This one is called The Weapons of the Empire.
This better be good. I'm not going to understand
Emperor
it.
Palpatine. No, you're not. But that's okay. It's President's Day. You know, so I figure in honor of President's Day. What better than Emperor Palpatine to give
makes
us a
so
Mad Lib?
Much sense. Static.
Static.
Hey, what word do you need?
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Peoples.
Peoples?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Peoples.
Peoples.
Or did you say pupils?
Peoples.
Okay.
If you said pupils, I'll be really sad. Peoples.
505-338-3700. Rocking a Mad Lib this Monday. We do it every Monday at 7:30.
We do. Well, last week it was 7:50.
Last week it was 7:50 because we're dumb. We forgot.
But we remembered this week.
I can't, how could we ever forget? It's like one of my favorite 15-minute moments of the week.
That's right.
So, all right. I need a noun. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Start thinking.
Let's get creative. Stever.
Stormtrooper?
No, it's not creative. I said creative.
It can't have anything to do with Star Wars.
Yeah, it's no Star Wars. It just makes it too normal.
Hey, you apologize. You're really mean to him right now.
Landshark?
Landshark. Landshark's actually a pretty good one. I like that.
The thing.
It's a Landshark. All right, you know what? I'm going to use Landshark.
Landshark.
Yep. 505.
We should call. You know who else we should call?
Huh?
Nancy. Nancer.
Yes.
She's like...
For the handful
word
of
person.
Us that are actually here... Don't normal people work on President's Day?
Normal people.
Don't normal people work around this time?
I've never really had President's Day off.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. And we need your Mad Lib.
Yes.
We need your nouns, your adjectives.
Call us.
Mostly nouns. We got a lot of nouns today.
No!
It's good.
Let me find some good nouns for you.
All right.
I'm not going to even think. I'm just going to type...
I'm going to call Nance.
Okay, 1228.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mad Lib Monday, and you being the editor that you are, you're good with words.
Okay.
We need a noun.
A noun?
Yeah. Really good one.
Filing cabinet.
She looked around the room, and she saw a filing cabinet.
Hey, you know.
No, I like it.
Yeah. Filing cabinet.
That's what I do. I'm
Thanks,
like,
Nance.
Alrighty, bye.
Alright, bye.
Hand soap.
Wall. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. Stever.
I was surprised she didn't say
barricade.
Barricade?
Mitch.
Because of Les Mis?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
She's back there listening to Les Mis, and she's seen the movie like...
She's not back there listening to us?
How rude.
Ugh.
How dare
she. Yeah. Yeah. 505-338-3700. Static!
What do I need?
I need an adjective.
An adjective? All right, let's take... Audacious.
Bodacious, audacious.
I have a noun for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Dingleberries.
All right.
That's the word. That's the go-to.
That is.
Yes.
That's a good one.
All right.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, do you need another one?
Oh, there, that's plural, huh?
What?
I got to change those then, because dingleberries is plural.
Is it dingleberry?
I'll put that for the next. Yeah, because let's see. I got a text from Dave the Drummer Dave. Noun, sandwich.
Sandwich.
Why not?
I have another noun.
All right.
Underwear.
Oh, why would you do that? What's the plural for underwear?
Underwears.
Underwears? Is that really?
Underwear.
And underwears?
Underwear.
The underwears?
Go get... You have a stack of underwear. It's just underwear.
The underwears.
It's underwear.
You got the underwears?
No, just underwear.
I'm going to say underwears.
Okay.
Sounds like something Nacho Libre would say.
Underwears. Easter's.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. We only need a couple more, actually. One, two, three. We need four more. 505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday. I need an adjective. I need a plural noun. I need a noun. I need a verb.
I'm trying to make this like as little Star Wars-y as possible.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Well, it's President's Day. And so it would only make sense that on President's Day, we honor the greatest president of all time.
What's his name again?
Grover Cleveland.
Oh.
Who was voiced by Frank Oz, who also voiced Yoda.
Okay.
Bam!
There you go. It's 6 degrees of separation.
There you go.
I did that yesterday on
Thank you, Grover Cleveland.
I did that yesterday because... Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, go on.
No, I don't want to talk anymore. It's moments over.
Okay.
Moments passed.
All right.
Did he really?
Did who? Grover Cleveland really voice Yoda?
No.
No.
Frank Oz.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Frank Oz voices everybody cool. Well, my voice, actually, not really me. I'm voiced by Frank Oz.
That must make it. That's must so cool.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I need an adjective.
Adjective? Oh, I can get that for you.
Adjective.
Adjective. Let's see.
You can do this, Mitch.
Pick a letter.
R.
R.
You going to the mall today? That's what I was asking.
R. No. This is, no.
This is from movie, never mind.
Oh. Raspy.
Raspy?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that from a movie? What movie?
What?
Are you going
to... Couch. Static.
Good morning.
Plural noun.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Can't complain. How are you?
Hello. I'm not too bad. Driving to Albuquerque.
Oh, beautiful. Can you give me a plural noun?
A plural noun? How about... Frogs? Yeah.
Yes.
That
Those
works.
Frogs. That'll work. Thank you.
Thank you.
We were watching Man vs. Wild yesterday with the boys, and Bear Grylls.
Bear.
That dude's crazy. He was like trying to catch these crazy poisonous toad things, and then like stabbing them, and then let's just eat these right here.
Let's not.
Yummy.
Yeah, for real. I need a noun.
Plastic dashboard Jesus.
What?
Plastic dashboard Jesus.
I like that. All right.
Not
a work. All right.
He had that one planned.
Plastic dashboard Jesus.
Is plastic kind of a describing?
Whatever.
So.
We'll go with it.
Okay.
It works for me.
It does.
505-338.
Is this the last one?
3700. This is the last one.
It is neither a noun or an adjective.
It's a verb. I need a verb.
Which is an action word.
Thank you, Mitch.
I'm just learning.
You're right. It is an action word.
You know what?
It is President's Day, and we're doing a Mad Lib because it's Mad Lib Monday. Of course, we always think twice before doing a Mad Lib.
gosh, what are you doing?
Or doing a Mad Lib on like a day where everybody's off because then, you know.
Stuff like this.
Light calls.
Light, yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I need one more. I just need a verb. That's all I need.
Loudly. That's loud.
Not, that's not.
No, that's it's not an action.
Oh, well, I guess it is.
No, it's like an. No, it's not.
That's not loud. That'd be an adjective, right? Because the when we were at the pit on Saturday,
it was
the crowd was loud. That's describing the crowd. Stever,
what was the crowd doing, Steve-O?
Cheering,
they were screaming their brains out.
Screaming, cheering. There you go.
Oh wait, hold on. But look at this.
Static.
Cartwheeling for your verb.
All right, cartwheeling.
Thank
there
you.
It is. Thank you. Boom!
Cartwheeling.
There it is. Are we ready?
I guess.
Are we ready?
Yes. Are you ready?
I am
you're
ready.
Reading this.
It is Mad Lib Monday. It is time.
It is time.
This one is called The Weapons of the Empire by Emperor Palpatine. It is useless to resist the bodacious power of the Empire. We have an arsenal of weapons that cause our enemies to shake in their peoples. Our greatest invention is the Death Land Shark, a space station that can destroy an entire filing cabinet with an audacious blast. The Imperial Star Destroyers are much smaller and faster than the Death Sandwich, but are still fully functional bases for Storm Dingleberries. Yeah. My favorite weapons are the Imperial Walkers. Those are tanks that look like raspy metal beasts that can transport underwears across a battlefield. All while a pilot at the front blasts the enemy frogs with lasers. Now that you're aware of all of the power in the Empire's plastic dashboard Jesus, you'll think twice about trying to cartwheel against us. That was terrible. That was so absolutely terrible.
So dumb.
That's terrible.
Dumb.
Well, we do it every Monday.
We do.
For better or worse, till death do us part, Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
There it is.
We are. There are. You know what? Don't even worry about it. It's President's Day.
It's President's Day. Just stay home.
Stay home today. Go to sleep. There really isn't. Look, look. There it goes. There it goes. Apparently, Paseo is a little backed up. Just a little bit. So expect traffic to be slower there.
Did Paseo eat a lot of cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what happened,
actually.
They
shouldn't do that. Paseo, you needed.
They had enchiladas.
Yeah.
And there
stop
were a lot,
rocking
a lot
so
of
much cheese, Paseo.
Yeah. Backs you up. Backs you like a traffic.
Driving brought to you by Solomon's Porch. That's really our traffic report. Oh, Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Paseo should go to Sopo. Get themselves an espresso. It's a laxative. That could maybe help Paseo out.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Go on over there, Paseo.
Yeah, there you go. You can give them a call, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Oh, what
has happened to our morning?
Oh, we have more. Don't worry.
Yes, we do. Coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the craziest courses you can take in a college.
Mm-hmm.
I found a list of pretty much the most interesting or ridiculous college courses. We'll talk about that. Also, something from back in the day, making a comeback.
Ooh.
Talk about that coming up. I know you're really excited.
I am. That was me holding back just now.
I know. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Civil Twilight. Song called River, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up?
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you on this here President's Day.
That's right.
Happy President's Day. Everybody's sleeping in. Nobody cares.
They care.
Does college get on for President's Day?
I don't think so.
Good old college?
I don't think so.
But it's President's Day.
Right. They're not celebrating that. They're learning about that.
Ah.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Well, I've got a list of courses, actually, for college that prove that they're probably not learning about that because they're busy learning about some of the weirdest, most random things I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish they had courses like this when I was in college because I probably would have done a little better.
Oh.
You ready for this list?
Is that what I... Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
College courses that you can really earn credits for. Number one, zombies.
But those aren't real.
Zombies in popular media. It's a course at Columbia. Columbia College in Chicago. Zombies in popular media class. It traces the history of zombies in movies and literature and explores how zombies relate to themes of capitalism, individuality, and xenophobia.
Okay.
This is a real course.
I can deal with that.
The flesh-eating undead are also the focus of a new course at the University of Baltimore titled Media Genres Zombies.
Do they have like a makeup class? Like, this is how you make...
See, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Learn how to do like the makeup and stuff.
In every episode of Walking Dead, I try and find the zombie that I'd want to be. Like, that's me. That's me.
That's the one I'd want to play.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome. So there it is, zombies in popular media. Columbia College and now apparently the University of Baltimore offering courses in zombies.
That's kind of cool. I mean,
for real.
It's pointless, probably.
It's ridiculous.
But super fun.
If you think that's dumb.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Uh-huh.
Got a class called The Joy of Garbage.
Not the band, I'm guessing.
This entire course, I wish, no. It's going to talk about, no, it's not.
Courtney Love.
Shirley Manson.
Oh, sorry.
Courtney Love was from Hole.
Oh, that's right.
Shirley Manson is the lead singer of Garbage.
Dang it, I forgot.
Come on,
I get them confused. Garbage and Hole. Garbage,
how
Hole.
How could you ever confuse the
I
two?
Forgot.
They are totally different. Shirley Manson's like... Scottish or something, and she's got
whatever.
The raddest accent ever.
Whatever. Garbage
She was
hole.
The bad guy in season
garbage
two
hole.
Of the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator series.
Oh, yeah. No one watched that.
I could do a course on Shirley Manson. Apparently, this one's not actually has nothing to do with the band.
Okay.
No, apparently. It's called The Joy of Garbage. This class may sound like a waste. Hey,
hey,
The Joy of Garbage class at Santa Clara University delves into the science and consequences of what humans consume and discard. Or discard.
Or discard. Boring.
Students follow the path of trash as it's treated, burned, dumped, recycled, or reused, and they look at the social justice issues that arise, such as how landfills are frequently located in poor neighborhoods, including field trips to sanitation plants, and landfills.
So the only place that this is offered is Portland?
Santa Clara, bruh!
Oh, wow, sorry.
Santa Clara, whoa. Bruh! Joy of Garbage. Joy of Garbage. That's a real class. And then we wonder why everybody walks into college normal and then walks out like, it's society, bro!
Society, Seth.
I took this class called The Joy of Garbage, bruh! You don't even know.
It's all your fault.
It's social injustices, bro, with
and
recycling.
It's, and it's all your fault.
Yeah. Okay. It gets worse.
Well, awesome.
It gets worse. It gets way, way, way worse. Real course. Ah, yes. About technology. You know,
why
technological courses. That's a normal thing, right? Taking courses on technology.
Yes.
Okay. This class is called Learning from YouTube. I wish I were making this up. Professor Alexandra Duchesne.
This is so distracting.
Of Pfizer College, or Pitzer. I said the class is a... I don't even know half these words. This is a college professor speaking. A pedagogic experiment focusing on the potentials and limits of digital media culture. The class structure is fairly open. There's one rule. All classwork, assignments, and discussions must take place on...
a computer. A chalkboard.
The class is called Learning from YouTube, Mitch.
YouTube.
Oh. Good job. Man. You didn't go to college.
Okay, can I tell you that I would excel at that class?
Really?
I
you actually
love
would.
YouTube.
You constantly come to me and like, hey,
watch
2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, come here. I'm like, oh, man.
There's some
like,
stuff you just
you
haven't
understand.
Watched.
You understand?
Watch this.
This is like this crazy lip-syncing thing.
Okay, no, can,
like
can bad, you can you go ahead and tell everyone
things.
That I was watching bad lip-reading before?
Before
everyone?
It was cool? Yes.
Yeah,
you were the hipster
cool.
lip-reader. Yes, good job, you.
Thank you.
Good job, right there. Hey.
Thank you.
College courses. Real college courses.
Oh, isn't this a soap opera?
Yes.
Why? Oh, this soap opera has been around for like 30 years.
Another strange but true college course. It's called Daytime Serials. Family and social roles. Are all those afternoon classes preventing you from staying up? With Days of Our Lives? No worries. Just sign up for the University of Wisconsin's Women's Studies course. Daytime Serials, Family and Social Roles. Students in this class watch daytime soaps, analyze their themes, and study the social impact of gender roles on the family and the workplace.
Wow.
That one actually sounds kind of interesting.
Sounds boring.
No, it's not, because it's like media and like the themes, the social impact, gender roles. This is a big deal. That's true.
Yeah, but that's where people get stupid ideas.
I hate that one. Speaking of stupid ideas, aw, yeah, girl.
That's right.
Probably my least favorite of all of these courses would have to be this one. If you're just joining us, by the way, I got a list of the dumbest college courses. Maybe not dumbest. I'd take the zombie course in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would, too.
This course is called Lady Gaga and the Sociology of Fame.
How she kind of went, she's not really crazy.
This course was created by a South Carolina, University of South Carolina, sociology professor, Michael DeFlem. He saw Lady Gaga appear on The Tonight Show last January and was immediately smitten. Since then, he's attended 38 of her shows across the globe. Collected more than 300 of her CDs and launched his own Lady Gaga fan site.
Okay, that's not the course. That's called...
That's a professor!
That's a course in stalking.
Wow! This is a professor at the University of South Carolina. Since then, he's offered a college course on Mother Monster.
It's not okay. Yeah, because all her fans are called monsters.
Lady Gaga and the Sociology of Fame.
Do you get that?
That's real.
All her fans are called monsters.
Mother Monster.
Like all the people who like Justin Bieber are called believers.
Or all the people that like POD are called warriors.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That's a real course from a real creepy dude.
Real stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. Moving on to more important serious things.
Oh no.
Georgetown University. Go Hoyas. They have a class called Philosophy and Star Trek. This is a real class, dude. The class is taught as an introduction to metaphysics and epistemology. Whatever that is.
You need to stop saying that word.
Philosophy. An epistemology philosophy. Nailed it.
You got it.
But these topics are discussed as philosophical issues. And what happens when they arise on the show's cast? When they venture into places where no man has gone before.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. In addition...
Would you take that class?
To watching episodes of Star Trek, the class also reads philosophical writings and wrestles with such questions as, is time travel possible? And could reality be radically different from what we think? I don't know.
No.
Thank you. That course would be awesome!
Okay.
I'm not even a Trekkie.
I'd be
super
super bored.
You would not.
I would be super bored.
I thought that too. My wife's a Next Gen fan. That's like that.
That's what that theme song is.
Is it? Okay,
yeah.
Whatever. Producer extraordinaire, you.
It's Next Gen.
Rocking all the theme songs for me today. It's a good job, you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, sure, if it was Star Wars, it'd be like, yeah, bro, totally. Except there's like this creepy new, like, it's not new. It's a growing religion in the UK right now.
What?
Jedi Knights.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
The Old Republic.
They stand out in parks and have fights or whatever.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm just saying.
It's called lightsaber training, and it's a very serious
thing.
And
it's real.
Yeah.
They really have classes on
Someday
that.
Someday when the government's taking all our guns and all we have left are Jedi Knights fighting for us with lightsabers, you're going to thank one.
Thank your... Today's Thank a Jedi Knight day.
Oh, man, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. All right. Moving right along.
Yes, please.
This one might be interesting, because this one's more our generation, I would say.
Okay. Yes.
It's another philosophy course, in line with the Star Trek course. This one's called Simpsons and Philosophy. Simpsons has been running for more than 20 years.
You know what? And that's amazing. It's been running for 25 years since 88.
Yeah. They've gone into political. They delve into intellectual material. So obviously you can't be surprised when it becomes a popular college class.
But here's the cool thing about The Simpsons is that it's been around for so long and it's still really interesting and amazing. Like you see shows, I'm just going to say it, like Family Guy, Futurama, all those types of shows now, South Park. And
Futurama is done by Matt Groening, right. Who did The Simpsons, by the way.
But they just weren't nearly as successful as The Simpsons.
I don't know, dude.
Like they had their run. They had their seasons.
I will say Family Guy I'm not a fan of, but Seth MacFarlane is exploding right now. He's hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He is doing great.
Yeah.
Family Guy, kind of, that was like his stepping stone.
Can I talk about this course,
Yeah, go
please?
Ahead. Simpsons, go
Man.
For it. Sorry.
I just want to talk about college.
Gosh, of course.
The University of California at Berkeley has a 2-unit course, Simpsons and Philosophy. It's described as a fairly rigorous philosophical course that asks weighty questions like, can Nietzsche's rejection of traditional morality justify Bart's bad behavior? Can it?
Obviously.
Yeah.
It can. Not.
Ah, Nietzsche. And Homer. Never thought they would be in, like, the same sentence.
Right.
They are. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. So anyways.
Okay. Well.
All right.
I feel like that's just busy work.
Last but not least. I don't know why I feel like you would totally rock this course. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin.
Oh, yes.
The people are real.
Uh-huh.
The cases are real.
Oh, yeah.
The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
You know when...
Okay. That just ends.
Yeah, really? That's funny that you say that. When something...
Justice and social issues.
Yes.
That's just second nature for you.
The course is called Popular Logic on TV Judge Shows. It seems daytime television has inspired another college class.
Yeah, when that comes on, I just have to talk like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like...
I know. But whenever any legal matters come up, I'm just like, you know what? What would Judge Judy do?
WWJJD, bro.
Yeah. Hold on. Is this matter under $5,000?
Wow.
Like, can this be solved under $5,000?
Wow.
Okay, let me think. What would Judge Judy do?
The University of California is arguing with Judge Judy. Popular logic on TV judge shows, of course, isn't quite what you'd expect. It actually identifies popular logic fallacies on shows like Judge Judy and The People's Court and discusses why these false strategies are so widespread. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's actually helping you. Because unfortunately, people see something on television and they say, that must be how you do it.
No.
That's real. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Judge Judy's not real. I mean, she's real, but she's not real.
She's real, but she's not real.
She's a real person. Judy Scheindlin, is that her name? Scheindlin.
Judith Scheindlin.
I'll tell you what, if there was one course I was going to take, it'd be the zombie course.
You know what? If I'd take any class as long as they just played this theme song the entire time.
Man, how come they didn't have courses like this when I was in college?
No, really? I don't know. I was really sad when I stopped going to college and my friend was like, oh yeah, I'm taking a college course on Harry Potter. I was like, whoa, sign me up.
Yeah, yeah. Then you can get a total fake degree.
I don't even need to study. I've got
something
this.
Nonsensical.
Yeah, but I don't have to study.
Oh, man.
That's what I suck at. I suck at studying.
Ah, there it is.
The whole studying part.
Yeah, I wasn't the best at that. Another reason why me and college just didn't really match up together.
We didn't
click. We weren't bros. Like, we would hang out every now and then. But then usually I'd be like, all right, bro, I'll see you in a couple months.
It was like, for me, college is like that friend that's like, oh, he is so awesome. He's the coolest. Take him in small doses.
Right.
Small doses. I'll be back in a few years for a small amount of time.
Peace, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. We're like 5 minutes behind.
Oh, no.
We should probably help the 7 people who actually have to go to work today for President's Day.
Okay. There is road construction. Actually, the road is closed due to the said construction. First at Lead, there is also bridge repair on Montana Northwest at Culture, and everything else looks amazing. Don't get in a car accident because there are 7 of you on the road. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up! Going to be talking about something that's making a comeback from Mitch's childhood.
One thing that never left, Days of Our Lives, November 8th, 1965. That's how long the show's been on.
65?
65.
Well, it makes sense then that they would have like a class about it.
Yeah.
That's definitely not what we're talking about.
No, thank
you. Or any other soap opera.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. But we are going to be talking a little bit about something from your childhood that's making a comeback in a very strong way. In fact, it's already consumed multiple lives on this here campus.
I'm so excited.
Talk about that coming up. We may talk to one of the men that has been overcome by this crazy, crazy old fad that's coming back.
All that in just a bit?
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. Latest from Josh Garrels right now, though. The song is called Cynicism. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.